Es kann auch sicher nicht so wirklich sagen, wenn man heute mit sich umsagen darf, sagen wir Dalet. Mischa Sera, wir schimmen noch einmal bei Pesach, aber auch so, ich bechulu. Fragt nochmal, why does the Shimon say that the lav applies to all Kabbanis on Pesach? Our answer is the Torah writes the word Zivri twice regarding this lav. We take the letter Yud from one and put it with the other one. We then dash it as if it says Zevach Zivachai, my Kabbanis. The reason why the Torah wrote it in this way rather than writing it straight out is to teach that when it's the time to bring the Pesach, the lav does not apply to the other Kabbanis. When it's not the time to bring the Pesach, the lav applies to other Kabbanis. Mishnah said of a Moyed Lishmai Potter, bechulu. Frag the more it seems that he's chai for the Pesach on Yom Tov only when he specifically has in mind that it's not for its own sake. If he had no specific intention, it seems that he'd be potter. However, we learn that a Pesach brought at any time during the year, other than every Pesach, is automatically considered to be not for its own sake. Rav Chiya bar Gamda said, we're discussing a case where the owner was Tamei Meis, in which case he needs to bring this animal, he needs to save it for Pesach Sheni. In that case, it does not automatically lose the status of a Pesach with the passing of Erev Pesach, because he needs to bring the animal as a Pesach on Pesach Sheni. Zok the Mishnah, the Pesach Karbonis are brought, the Karbi Pesachim are brought in three groups, because the Pasuk says, Kahal, Adas, and Yisrael, each symbolizing a group. The first group would enter by allowing as many people to enter until the Azar was filled to capacity, and then they would close the doors. They would then blow a tekiah through a tekiah. The Kahanim would stand in rows with bowls in their hands. Each row had either all silver bowls or all gold bowls. Tomorrow we'll explain why. These bowls did not have bases so that they cannot be placed down and risk having the blood congeal. A Yisrael would shecht and the Kohen would catch the blood. The Kohen would then pass the blood via an assembly line of Kohanim. Eventually the blood would end up by the Kohen who stood next to the Mizbeach, who would throw the blood towards the bottom of the Mizbeach above the Yisoid and return the empty keli to the one who gave him the full one. Therefore, each Kohen would accept the full keli and return an empty one at every exchange. When the first group was done, the second group would enter, and then the third. The process for all of the three groups would be the same. They would recite Hallel. If they finished the Hallel, they would repeat it a second and a third time, although there was never enough time to recite Hallel the third time. Rabbi Yehuda said, the third group never even got as far as Ahavti Ki Yishma Hashem, because there was never a lot of people in the third group. The same process was followed when Erev Pesach fell out on Shabbos, except that on Shabbos the Kohanim would wash the floor against the wishes of Chacham. Rabbi Yehuda says, they would take a cup of blood from all the blood that had spilled on the floor and throw it towards Mizbeach, but the Chacham disagreed with Rabbi Yehuda. How would they hang the skin and skin the animals? They would hang them on iron hooks, which were in the walls and the pillars. Whoever couldn't find an available hook would take a thin, smooth, peeled bark stick, of which one end would be placed on his shoulder and the other end on the shoulder of another person, and they would hang the animal from this stick, and then they would skin it like that. Well, the other says when it was Shabbos, when they couldn't use the sticks, so rather what they would do is each person would place an arm on his friend's shoulder, and then they would use that as the stick, and the animal would be hung from their arms. They would open the animal, remove the parts, the amirim that go on the Mizbeach, and put them in a bowl, and they would burn them on the Mizbeach. If Erev Pesach was on Shabbos, when the first group was done, because they couldn't carry the animals away, they would exit onto the Harabais and sit there. The second group would exit into the Chayil and sit there. The third group would remain in the Azara. When Shabbos was over, all would go to roast their Karbanos. Zok the Gemara, Rabbi Yitzchak said the Pesach has to be brought in three groups of 30 people per group. This is based on the pasuk that says Kahal, Adas, and Yisrael. We're uncertain if this refers to three sets of 10 people being there at one time, or being there one after the other. Therefore, we require three sets of 10 for each group. This can be accomplished with just 50 people. A group of 30 enters, one group of 10 leaves, and another enters. This is the beginning of the second group of 30, and then another 10 leave, and another 10 enter. And this acts as a third group. The Mishnah said, Nichnas Akatri Shoyne Vechulu. Abaya says the Azara doors would close on their own when it was time to stop allowing people to come into the first group. Rava says they would actually close the doors when the Azara was full. It wouldn't happen on its own. Abaya says no one ever got crushed during the Pesach process, except for one year when an old man Nebuch got crushed. Abaya says, one year King Agrippas wanted to count the Eden, so he told the Kohen Gadol to count the number of Sochem that were brought. The Kohen Gadol took a kidney from each carbon to keep count, and ended up with 1,200,000 kidneys, representing that many Sochem that were brought. And this didn't even take into account the people who were Tomei or were far away and couldn't bring a Pesach. And also, you have to realize that in each Pesach there were had many more members than just one person. Each one had more than 10 members, so therefore there was many, many more Yidden than just this 1,200,000. How could he have taken a kidney? The kidney has to be brought on his back. The Gemara says he brought them up after counting them. We learn from the pasuk that the parts of each carbon must be brought up separately. So how could he then bring them all up together in a group? The Gemara says he brought them up one at a time. We learn from the pasuk that all the parts of the animal are supposed to be brought up together. The Gemara says he took the kidney just for a minute for someone to count it, and then he put it back with the other parts of the carbon. Mishnah said, Kahanim oimdim shurois v'chulu. The reason that the rows were set up so that they should be of all silver or all gold, but not a mix, is because it looks nicer when they're all of the same type. Mishnah said, V'lo yehoyu lo bezichin shulayim v'chulu. Abraisa says, the only bowls with bases in the base of Migdash were the ones that were meant to hold the levoina that stood on the shulchan, which needed a base so that they wouldn't fall against the lechem apanim and break them. The Mishnah said, Shochat Yisrael v'kibul ha-koyen. In fact, why can't a koyen shech? Mara says, the Mishnah is just teaching that even a Yisrael may shech, not that he has to shech. Mishnah says, V'kibul ha-koyen, Zakhtar Gemara, that teaches us that from the catching of the blood and all the avoidance beyond that, they have to be done by a kohen. Zok the Gemara, from the fact that the Mishnah says that the blood was passed along without walking, it must be that halacha could be done even without walking. The Gemara says there's no raya, it could be that the kohen walked a little bit before passing it. And the Mishnah is telling us this setup to teach us that when more and more people get involved, it creates a bigger covered for Hashem. Mishnah said, "Kibul etamali b'magzeres harekam v'chulu." The Gemara says he has to first take the full one and then pass back the empty one. This is a raya to Rish Lakish, which says that you're not allowed to pass over mitzvahs. In Mavir and Ella Mitzvahs. The Mishnah said, Koyin HaKarev Eitlam Mizbeach V'chulu. In fact, who's the town of our mission that says that the blood of the Pesach has to be thrown on the Mizbeach, has to be thrown, spritz? The Gemara of Chisah says, Rabbi Yisrael Lili learns this out from the blood of a Bechar. In fact, how do we know that the blood has to be put on the Mizbeach above the area where there was a Yisoid? So Rabbi Lazar said, we learn it out from a carbon oila through a Gzer Shavah.